over the windows.
Shades.
Would they call them shades when they,
As best I can remember, they were called shades. Then later years, people began to get Venetian blinds.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, the little
Yeah.
You could kind of open it and peek
through. Yeah.
And, I still like that window shade.
Yeah, the window shade. You know, I think they're really coming back into style.
It seemed like it.
Uh-huh.
Seemed like
you see more and more of them now. I've noticed that. Sometimes they make them kind of fancy, but they're
mm-hmm.
still, you know, the basically the same idea. Well, also, now, like in the kitchen, did they have something that they would use, like to put extra dishes and stuff in?
Well, we didn't. My dad made shelves for my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And you could make, sometimes you find material and make your cupboard, as they call it.
Oh, but some people, yeah, that's what they call that.
Because see, it's different in the tenant's house than
mm-hmm.
it is in the other's house.
Mm-hmm.
And we would make shelves and things. Sometimes you could find enough material to make a door to it, and sometimes you just fix curtains over it and
mm-hmm.
kept them.
What about the type of house that was made from overlapping boards, you know, when the outside of it had to, well, okay, most frame houses, I think, are made out of this.
Shiplap, they call it.
Oh, is that what they call it? I was, you know, where the,
mm-hmm.
there
like that is out there, like mine?
Let me look at yours and see if it's like that. Yeah, more, except that yours is sort of more flat, but these would, like, come out, and then one would come up underneath it, and one come...
and they were straight up and down.
Yeah. I used to live in a house like that a long time, but I don't know. Have you ever heard it called clapboarding or weatherboarding or anything like that?
No, I kind of think that. I just don't remember what it was called.
You're really going way back.
I should say.
Yeah.
But it would be two wide boards and a little board over this
mm-hmm,
to
mm-hmm.
cover that crack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they used to have that kind of a long time ago.
Yes, they should. But I've forgotten what they called it.
Yeah. What about them?
But you know, we used to cover the houses with the wood shingles, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But I've forgotten what they called it. I don't remember.
That's okay. That's part of it, just to see how much people can still remember and how
mm-hmm.
much has been lost. Anything that you don't know, that's no problem. Don't
mm-hmm.
worry about it. You know, if you don't, because you're never expected to know all of these things.
No.
Nobody is. That's not too. Although sometimes some real old people know almost all
mm-hmm.
of it. You know, when they're
that's
really
right.
way back up. I've talked to people who were like in their 90s who could just, they could remember just about all of it, way
mm-hmm.
up in their 80s. But, well, another thing I was wondering about was, did you have a place to store furniture and stuff that you weren't using right then, or just kind of?
Well, on a farm, a tenant on a farm didn't have any furniture that
they didn't use. It was everything that you.
But now they would have what you call a smokehouse.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
And you know, you killed your hogs every winter. And you raised your peas and corn, and then you had a barn that you stored your corn in, a smokehouse that you hung your meat in,
yeah.
you know.
Uh-huh.
And you could put your peas and things like that
mm-hmm.
when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dad would build his smokehouse, and then he would hickory smoke his meat. And Dad, we used to have on bread, big old hams, and you could slice down in there. And you could just eat it like that, because he would go out in the woods and cut his wood and smoke it. But now, you know, you use, what is it, the smoke no more, the liquid
yeah,
stuff and what
yeah,
have
yeah,
you.
Yeah, right. Something like that. But you had the real thing.
That's what my,
yeah.
that's when I was growing up, that's what my dad used.